right, we'll go back up the top of the list for the 73 round. KC8SDL, Rob, you're up next, stand by KE8PCQ. Good evening again, Rob.
Nice to you there, Mr. Ron, KC8YVF in the group. Kill Charlie H. Yes, sir, you got Yaskin Face, fellow railroader. Hi, hi. Yeah, I talked to one of my buddies that worked for the ATSR, and he goes, yeah, Ben Miska is really nice. I helped helping out Lake State because I had that, as we talked, you know, Ron, they had all them crossings blocked, and there wasn't anything they could get around it. So, yeah, Ben Miska with the Lake State pilot brought their engine down from Elmo, and they hooked on the back of the train. They had to cut it in two and do it in two moves, and they got all the crossings cleared and all that good stuff. Well, matter of fact, this is for Rick. I think R.J. Corman did the chores and re-railing and stuff. And I just heard the track is repaired. They're running trains again. They're back in service. Yeah, but like I said, though, what I didn't go down there personally, but what pictures I've seen, like I said, the fish will eat pretty good this winter on the corn. But, yeah, like I said, you know, it's a shame it happened. But like I said, this is the first time, as we spoke about this, they had to put engines and cars on the ground right there, so, but, yeah, other than that, you had a good weekend, like I said, I've been down here in Man Cave working on getting that reel all hooked up, and I just had it on about 20 minutes ago, and it really worked good. I worked the guy in Ohio, and also worked, like I said, this morning, I worked the mid-cars that on 7258 lower sideband, and they said, hey, it sounds good, but, yeah, I hate to part with it, but it's gonna go to another home. He just got his license, upgraded his license there recently. His name is Jason. He lives in the fun. Dave knows him. And yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him. But right after that, I got a foot doctor appointment. After that, on Tuesday and Wednesday, I got to see the vascular surgeon on Tuesday, and I have a new doctor. I'm seeing a guy named Sean. He's a nurse practitioner at the Uptown Clinic. They're just, oh, it's only like 3 miles away from where I live, so I could even walk it if I could. But anyway, so I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, I'm gonna be playing radio and playing doctor in 2 days straight. So, okay, Ron, send me sure you take care. I'm glad that you had a good weekend, and that 3D printer just installs me about that. That's really cool, you know, so. But, all right, Ron, 73, we'll catch you hopefully tomorrow night on the Savara Net. I'll hand it back to you, sir. Doing a great job, KC8YVF, KC8SDL. 73's, Ron.
All right, Rob, yeah, I actually drove past that intersection there the other night, a couple of nights ago, and the new grain elevators there that they painted up all nice and that, can't even tell anything happened, of course. But yeah, that's M46 right through there, and boy, that can cause a big backup as it comes in Saginaw there. So yeah, you don't want those intersections blocked too long, and yeah, to get all that cleaned out of there and get the cars out of there and all that. But glad they got her done. Of course, knew they would. All right, next up on the list, KE8PCQ, stand by KC8VOA. Good evening again, Dave.
Good evening, KC8YVF and the group. Well, tomorrow morning, the Lafayette Street Bridge is being demolished. And we are at the Memorial Street Bridge on our road that we live on, and it is the only free bridge left in Bay City. The others are toll. So I will have a great time trying to get out of my yard for the next 30 months. With that said, I hope everybody has a great week. Stay safe and stay warm, and we'll talk to you next week. KE8PCQ, back to KC8YVF in the group. 7-3, guys.
Yeah, Dave, I heard that, and I'm thinking, I don't know the names of the bridges and all that. I had to look it up, and I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, that's basically Salzburg, the typically the only bridge that I use when I do come to Bay City is that bridge down by Duncan's and that, and so good luck. I won't be to Bay City again for the next 30 months, so that will keep me away, because the only bridge then is the 25 bridge, the next one north, and I'm certainly not taking the toll bridge. That will never happen. So that's just, I don't know. Hopefully it works out for them, and I know Bay City had a mess on their hands with those bridges, but we'll leave it at that, I guess. So we'll see you in a couple of years, Dave, if I'm up that way. KC8 VOA, you're up next. KD8 PAZ on deck. Good evening again, Rick.
Well, good evening again, Ron, everybody in the net. Dave, there is a little bit of hope. I believe the Lockhead Street Bridge, last I knew, the state was doing inspection and maintenance, some of the maintenance on that as well. And, well, good chance they're in charge of bridge construction. And if they say 30 months, they do pay an incentive if they complete early, as there is a penalty if they don't get it completed on time. So hopefully it happens before the 30 months is up. Myself, I had just been working in, I don't know if anybody's heard of Home Assistant. I've been working on that, getting a few things programmed up on that and so forth. I've been playing with it now for about a little over a year now, but I've been a little more active in it. I've got an Angel to build. It's 43 inches. It takes 180 LEDs. I need to get that completed. Some of the parts came in today. It's a little bit of work, and I'm not using all their stuff, so finding the bits and pieces to put it together takes a little bit of time, and so forth. But I think it'll be nice when it's done. I still have to go out and find myself 4 pallets and get that so I can put together a manger scene. So that's what I've been working on. And like many other people, I have a doctor's appointment this week because my doctor had retired, and so I had to find a new physician. And I'm going to say 73, everybody. Have a wonderful week. KC8 VOA.
All right, Rick, your doctor wasn't Dr. McLean, was it?
Yes, it was. KCBOA.
Well, he was mine as well, and the two replacement doctors that they have, currently neither one takes our medical insurance. They take Blue Cross Blue Shield, one of them does, but we have Blue Care Network, and talking to the ladies there saying that's a different type through Blue Cross, and so we're waiting for one. We currently don't have a doctor because don't have everybody else. So maybe I'll get with you to see who who you found, and or maybe it was with the new guys. But like I said, either one of the two new guys aren't taking our insurance yet, so we're still waiting. But next week, not this week, but the following week, two weeks, I guess, I've got a doctor's appointment to see about my hand. I have a trigger finger on my center finger on the right hand. I'm going to have to get a cortisone shot. Usually that's what we do. That'll last 6 to 8 months, give me relief, and then I'll go back for a second. I go back for a third, and then after the third, it's surgery again. So I try and put that off as long as possible. We'll see what happens. So, all right, next, KD8PAZ, stand by in AKPR. Good evening again, Minnie.
Well, good evening again there, Ron. This is KD8PAZ. Like I say, it was good to hear everybody in here. We had a good Thanksgiving and that, and at Christmas time, I'll have everybody here Christmas Day. My granddaughter and her husband-to-be is going to be at his family on Christmas Eve, so then they come here Christmas Day. Other than that, not doing too much. This is KD8PAZ, back to KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie. Yeah, for us, we've got a friend of the family that always does a Christmas Eve get-together, so I just got the invite for that on Facebook. So we usually go to that on Christmas Eve. And then Christmas Day, we'll be at my daughter's house again. It's just easier if we go there with the dogs and the animals and that. The kids have got something to do. The dogs can let out in the backyard. whereas everybody came here, so again, you got to go out and walk them and all of that, and then we've got to separate our cats from the dogs. So even though the dogs, they have cats as well, and the dogs are used to cats, they're not used to my cats, so they want to chase them. So makes it a little easier if we go there. All right, next up on the list, NAKPR, standby NADRL. Good evening again, Bob.
Yeah, good evening once again. I spent a lot of time on the radio today. I was in and out of the shack. I turned it on after church. I got home from church, and probably about 10:30, 11 o'clock, I turned it on and made a couple of contacts in the morning, and then I was in and out here all day long, all afternoon, and total of like 16 contacts, you know, for POTA, on POTA. But 10 meters was open. It was open to Europe this morning, and I didn't make any contacts, but I was just scanning through the band, and you could hear, you know, the West Coast. You could hear Europe. It was open pretty good. 10 meters was open pretty good, and 40 meters. I mean, 20 meters was. You just spin the band, and you know, every few KCs, you got another station. So it was really open pretty well this morning and afternoon. It's 40s or 20s still kind of open right now. I was just listening to it. But with that said, I got to go to Cleveland for Christmas this year. So, and my daughter from St. Louis is going to Cleveland. So yeah, so I'm not celebrating any holidays here in the Frankfurt area. Oh well, less cleanup I guess, just a lot of driving. With that said, we'll see everybody, or not see, but hear whoever tomorrow night. I'll be here, and thanks for doing that tonight, Ron. And 73s, everybody, have a great night. Back to Night Control, this is NAKPR.
All right, Bob, thanks for joining the net tonight, and I just happened to think of something. Savira's next club meeting coming up Friday the 6th. Let me turn around and look at the calendar here. Yeah, Friday the 6th, so coming up this Friday. It'll be 1 hour earlier at 6 p.m. This is our annual potluck Christmas dinner. I know Tom is bringing pulled pork and buns and that for sandwiches, and usually Mike brings meatballs and whatever, but we have a nice Christmas feast. It'll be back out at the airports. The dinner starts at 6. The business meeting starts at about 7. We'll be doing the elections of our club officials for the next year. So more than likely, the current officials will stay in place because we didn't have any addition added to it, but we are in need of a board member. The board member is a 3-year position. If it's like last year, the board met 3 times during 2024. We meet always in January to put together our committees and things. Then we did one in June and one in July. So we just had three. So not much of a commitment, at least for the board. But we are looking for a board member. You have to be a member of Savara to be on the board, and like I said, right now it was 3 times out of 12, so not much of a commitment is needed at least. All right, next up on the list, NADRL, standby KF8BLX. Good evening again, Dave.
Now, the Lions game on Thursday was very interesting. They looked, and as of course, I'm sure almost everybody was watching it, but they sure looked good on the first half, and they sure looked not good on the second half. And like you said, Ron, Chicago just totally messed up that last few seconds that they had the ball. And, but they're going to be looking for a coach, I guess, because they canned their coach. But anyway, it was an interesting game, but luckily the Lions won. So, and unfortunately, the Vikings won again today, I think. So it's going to be, they have to play him yet to try to play the Vikings. They have to play Green Bay next Thursday. So it'll be interesting to see how this all works out for the, I think they're pretty sure of making the playoffs, but kind of depends on their record of having the games at home, so on and so forth, I'm assuming. And on the Bay City Bridge, yeah, I really get confused. I don't know. I get kind of frustrated, so the last couple times I've had to go to Eastside Bay City, I just go down State Street to Washington, to M13, and kind of take a scenic route to Eastside Bay City. It takes a little bit longer, but at least I know where I'm going. Our hobby-wise, I have spent a few of the last days working on my portable station, I have got it set up for digital now, and my airport station, that's all set up for digital now, two 857Ds. I think I've got everything working pretty good, kind of fun, part of the hobby, just keep fussing around till you make stuff work, I guess. Everybody have a great week, KC8YVF and ADRL.
All right, Dave, yeah, that probably would be the way I might go, too. If I have to go to the east side, I'll be taking that way. I go that way to work, State Street to Washington, and then out, 81 out to 75, basically where I work. But, yeah, taking M13, as you said, the scenic route up the east side there, that's at least one way to get around the bridge in the mess, and that's going to cause a mess, that's for sure, having that south bridge out of there. It'd be nice once it's done, unfortunately, I don't go to Bay City too often. I've actually gone more in the last year than I have in probably the last five, but I'll have to take that way. I've got a friend now that lives over in Essexville, so I'd have to get over on the east side somehow, but that'll probably be the way to get there. And, like I said, the Lions, it was tail of two halves there, yeah. I mean, they're 11-1, but... as you said, Vikings did win tonight. I was hoping for, I think they played the Cardinals tonight, and they came close, but they ended up getting a touchdown and holding them at the end, so they won by, they won by a point, 23-22. So they're keeping pace with them, that's for sure. It's going to be interesting. So as long as the wheels don't fall off the last end of the season here, and the injuries have been mounting, so hopefully they can keep enough players healthy to be able to pull this off at the end of the year and at least win the conference. That would be first time ever that they've had back-to-back conference wins. So literally hell is frozen over, I guess, in Lions world that we actually have a team that's winning some games, that's for sure. All right, last up on the list, KFA, BLX. Good evening again, Rick.
All right, thanks. We're on KF8 BLX. As far as the Lions go, they did, with the win Thursday, they did clinch a playoff berth. They didn't clinch the division yet, but they did clinch the playoff berth. So they're definitely into the playoffs. We'll just see what they do with it this year. Hopefully we don't fall one short again. What else was I going to say? I end with as to your electronics bench there, Ron, if any of that stuff that needs a new home has anything to do with digital hotspots and or DMR amplifiers, let me know, and maybe we can negotiate a situation for a new home for those. With that, I'll say 73 to everybody in the group, and have a great week. KF8 BLX.
All right, Rick, I'll keep that in mind. And thanks for joining the net here tonight. This is KC8YVF, Ron, for the Mid-Michigan Sunday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.